reaching the other 85%. Many gyms attract the same demographic of members. Granted, an increasing number are now stretching beyond the usual 25 to 35 age range, with the over 50s being the next popular target. However, a commonality across the member base often remains: the drive to attain or retain fitness. With life expectancy rates a good 10% longer than 50 years ago and a general desire to live not just exist through our final years, the general population is becoming more aware of the need to lead a healthy lifestyle. The strains on the NHS and other health services are astronomical, and there is little doubt that, in the years ahead, our sector will play an increasingly important role in supporting the nation's health. Ironically, outreach peaked during the COVID-19 pandemic. A broader swathe of the population began consuming fitness services than ever before. However, rather than embrace and accelerate this trend post-lockdown, there has been significant regression. In addition to the altruistic benefits arising from engaging with the broader population, there are significant business advantages. Those who carve the path towards a more encompassing wellness offering will likely see a more loyal customer base with higher retention rates. Almost every gym has outliers like 68-year-old and/or 71-year-old Colin. While these individuals may be part of the 085, they are typically the exception rather than the norm. As we sit today, most gyms fail to engage with or capitalize on a sizable, largely untapped market. Rectifying this isn't rocket surgery, but it requires empathy, pragmatism, and a shift in mindset. Do you really want them? There is no intent to offend or sound facetious in asking this question. It is an important, genuine consideration, as making the changes required to embrace a broader audience, whilst not complex, may require changing your approach to your business and coaching. Many fitness coaches start and open gyms because they enjoy training like-minded people driven to become their best physical selves in a permanently insta-ready environment. In all likelihood, a quest for physical perfection is unlikely to resonate with the 085, and the realities of their lives will likely mean that it's not even one of their top five priorities. Most will strive for a health and wellness regime that fits their lives, work, and families. A broader audience also brings a more significant number of health complications and injuries or limitations. This, in turn, requires greater care and attention and carries more weighty risks if not serviced to an appropriately high standard. It is perfectly acceptable to solely want to train athletes, and there is an ample market for that. Nevertheless, the opportunities are considerable for those who are up for adapting their approach to benefit a wider demographic. Understanding their motivation. To engage the 085, it is important to understand and empathize with their priorities and motivations. For most of the population, incentives are likely to lie more with being able to play with grandchildren in later years and get up off the floor without the entire family's assistance. Whilst being able to bench press 1.75 times your body weight is truly impressive, it is not so practical if you can't bend down to tie up your shoelaces. Rather than focusing on physical fitness, the 085 are interested in a comprehensive wellness offering that embraces all aspects of well-being. You will get some converts who will embrace the physical aspects of wellness, but for most, the idea of participating in a high rocks challenge is simply not going to happen. Their goals are likely much looser and targeted over a longer period. Many coaches avoid engaging in too much conversation because it just turns into a therapy session, and we're there to work. This limited mindset doesn't align with the 085 audience. The reality is that many people are lonely and struggle to share their troubles. As with a hairdresser or barber, a gym coach can play a critical role in helping people get through challenging times. A 10-minute chat may benefit a member more than a month's worth of cardio and weight work. It is important to assess your goals as a service provider. Is it to improve people's lives in the broadest sense, or is it solely to help people get fit? Both answers are acceptable, but the quest to improve the lives of your members is the mentality compatible with engaging the 085. Words are important. Your words must resonate with your member base in every aspect of your business, from marketing to regular communications. This might even mean you have different messaging for different groups within your gym. Whilst the "We're looking for 10 men or women in Little Chadlington" promotion has been popular and successful since the Iron Age, it targets a very narrow demographic. In the main, the 085 will be repelled by a 6-week challenge or summer body shred. Those words reinforce every stereotypical view they might have of a training gym. Colin Waggett, CEO of Third Space, shared that his organization has eliminated all language conveying challenges or shreds. Instead, it embraces much softer words like health kickstarts. Similar shifts can be seen in larger chains like Bannatyne and David Lloyd. The careful selection of words not only assists audience engagement, but can also make the sale process easier. A 6-week challenge conveys a fixed period, and then you're done. Whereas a health kickstart clearly suggests the start of a longer journey. At the end of the initial period, the expectation is a continuation. Your business may also have a fundamental issue, depending on what you chose for your business name. If you are putting out messaging targeting the 085 and your gym is called But Busters or The Shred Shed, then there is a disparity. Even gym names using words like fitness or strength can unconsciously restrict their appeal. Many gyms know they need to reach a wider audience with their promotions. As a sector, we are gradually improving at supporting body positivity and using broader avatars in our imagery. Nevertheless, it remains easy to make subtle mistakes. If your testimonial video is being filmed in front of your expensive sweat is fat crying neon, that bright light will likely tell the viewer all they need to know. Similarly, clothing can be important. If everyone in your photos and videos is kitted head to toe in Lululemon or Nike, that conveys a message restricting your demographic. Your audience will think, "I don't have that in my wardrobe, I don't belong there." Fortunately, decent spelling and grammar checkers have existed for over 20 years. This booklet would be a veritable word salad if it weren't for them. It is often overlooked how important it is that all of your communications be of a good standard. Some generations will simply turn cold at poor communications and overuse of colloquialisms or short forms. It takes mere moments to run a spelling and grammar checker across an email or advert, and the difference in engagement the improved wording might have can be considerable. Walk the walk. The fitness industry has a stereotypical reputation. While thankfully less founded these days, many elements still reinforce those cliché views. There is no point in putting out good marketing collateral if the image you have worked hard to convey does not tie up when the individual turns up at your facility. Chances are that they will just put it down as being advertising guff and not even walk through your front door. The cold, hard fact is that a bald, bearded, tattooed man, built like a brick outhouse and wearing an excessively tight t-shirt, is intimidating. Yes, they might have the heart of a puppy dog and be the kindest, gentlest person you could ever want to meet, but that image buttresses every preconception much of the 085 has of a fitness gym. This is a challenge when, through hard graft to achieve their physical peak, many of the coaches in our industry fit that avatar. There is a second reality: most 25-year-olds aren't great at conversing meaningfully with individuals more than a generation older than them. There is a cultural divide, and this can be an inhibitor to onboarding the 085. Gyms that typically engage better with a broader demographic tend to have similarly broad personnel. Your coaches should be healthy and at a good level of physical fitness, but this does not mean they all need to be ripped. Those coaches who are a closer fit to the members' aspirations will likely be amongst your business's greatest assets. Empathy in every aspect of your operation is critical. Once you have engaged the 085 and you have got them through the front door, often the last thing they want to do is get semi-naked and leap on an in-body fat analyzer within 10 minutes of their first visit. We all understand the benefits of progression analysis, but this might be a step that comes later in the process for many of your 085 members. A safe space. As a service provider, you are responsible for providing a safe environment for your members and staff. By their nature, gyms are often found on industrial estates amongst manufacturing and engineering businesses. These aren't always the most attractive areas, and whilst your control over that is limited, the space you control should be safe. Good lighting is essential, and parking, the bugbear of most gyms, must be adequate and local. Your facility and the approach to it should be well signed. Walk from the street to your facility and look at what you see. Does that abandoned sofa and grotty skip really need to be there? A gym should always have more than one staff member on site. If that isn't possible, ensure the facility door is locked or suitably secured by an entry system so your team and members feel safe. Even in a high street environment, it is easy for troublemakers to access your facility and cause trouble. Fix your broken charging model. You are operating a business, not a charity. While you aim to do good and help the public, your business only works if it covers costs and, ideally, makes money. The title of this article, Reaching the Other 85%, is deliberate. You should be better placed to reach them, but you can't help everybody. That said, with the right business model, you might be able to secure a larger client base than you might expect. During lockdown, our industry engaged more of the population than ever. How did we do it? We made our sessions accessible through the necessary use of online technologies. However, with but a few exceptions, this was something we dropped like the proverbial hot potato as soon as the lockdown was over. This was a big mistake. Adopting hybrid technologies is key to the future of your facility, particularly if you are to engage with the 085. You will deliver much more than just fitness sessions, but even those can be consumed by people at home or away on business or holiday. When a member first comes to your gym, they are psychologically motivated. Their kickstart is when you can charge them a premium, provided you deliver the corresponding service. Once the trial is over and you are trying to persuade them to move to a recurring membership, the member should be able to continue with the same level of service, but for a lesser cost. Rather than trying to upsell them, you are offering them a continuance at an advantageous price. Servicing the 085 will require more resources and a more concerted effort from your team. This can only be achieved if you have your pricing right and you know your costs. Plucking numbers out of thin air or charging too little is the road to ruin. If your business collapses, it helps neither you nor your members, so charge the right amount for the service you provide. Divide and conquer. The fitness sector is well known for targeting silos of individuals, such as the 25 to 35-year-olds, the over 50s, etc. The good news is that, with the correct focus, a silo divide and conquer approach can help you win the coveted 085 audience. Many specific groups of individuals are already actively seeking wellness services but cannot find a suitable match. Listed below are just a few. Pregnant women. Even a quarter of the way through the 21st century, many gyms are still woefully poor at supporting pregnant women. Every coach at your facility should be familiar with training through the different trimesters. You can deliver a much-needed service by offering dedicated sessions for pregnant women. Screaming babies. Once a woman has had her baby, she doesn't necessarily want to pause her wellness journey. Childcare is expensive and scarce. If your gym can offer screaming baby sessions where mothers can attend and have their babies nearby, everyone can benefit from embracing the chaos. Naturally, you must temper the music volume and understand when your members must put the kettlebell down to attend to their child. Menopause. Similar to pregnancy, too few coaches understand the specifics of the menopause. With knowledge and empathy, your facility and your member community can help women through this phase. Cancer prehab and rehab. There are very few people who have not been touched directly or indirectly by the trauma of cancer. Many studies have shown the importance and benefits of fitness and wellness for cancer prevention, cancer prehab, and cancer rehab. Living with and through cancer is an emotional and traumatic experience for all those involved, and providing a community and space that helps people through this time can be of enormous value. Playing the long game. To engage the 085, you need to play a much longer game. Your promotional messaging needs to be consistent and regular without being overwhelming. It is very unlikely that an individual not already motivated to join a gym will be encouraged by a cringy 12 hours remaining countdown on your landing page. Most people know that incognito mode quickly dispels this gimmick. Instead, better traction with the 085 will be achieved by better understanding their reticence and building trust over time. Some exciting, forward-thinking gyms are expanding beyond their training facility. Some are opening coffee shops and similar community-focused facilities that, while commercial entities in their own right, provide a place where the 085 can start to engage with gym-goers and begin to understand that not all of the clichés of old still hold. Volunteering and providing some of your training or coaching resources for free can be a great way to help the community and spread the word about your facility. For example, working alongside children's football, rugby, netball, or other teams can provide a valuable service, bringing brand awareness to the parents and spectators. A few years ago, an industry guru wrote the weekly newsletter Rule and so started that Sunday motivation newsletter favored by many gyms. For many of the 085, this is too much. The weekend is their time and something precious that they value. Messaging should be delivered in a way that suits them, via a desired method, and that can be consumed when they wish. As before, the messaging itself also needs to suit the audience and empathize with the realities of their world. To attract the 085 audience, you need to be prepared to play the longer game and relate to their motivations and challenges. By doing so, when you bring them into your community's fold, the chances are that they will be long-term, loyal members. Embracing the hybrid model. For many in our industry, hybrid is a dirty word. Many coaches are still traumatized from having to go online during lockdown and remember how much they missed the direct interaction. Whilst well-intentioned, unfortunately, Joe Wicks didn't do the fitness industry many favors during lockdown. By offering his product for free, he effectively devalued the offering of an entire sector. Remember rule 1, value your product, aka nobody values anything that is free. Enough time has now passed that we can reset. A modern hybrid offering goes well beyond the enforced Zoom time of lockdown. A comprehensive wellness offering should offer flexibility concerning how the product can be consumed. While most memberships will remain delivered at bricks and mortar premises, supporting services and other elements are ripe for online delivery, either in real time or through the convenience of catch-up. How you deliver your product to your members is critical. You must make it as easy as possible for them to consume and engage, otherwise, they won't bother. Having many different systems for which your members need to remember their logins won't work. All messaging should employ deep links, taking your clientele directly to where they need to be with as little effort as possible. Add more strings to your bow. It's not all about fitness. Again, it is not all about fitness. The 085 seeks a comprehensive, cohesive wellness offering that includes fitness, mindfulness, restfulness, recovery, rehabilitation, nutrition, and more. If that's not complicated enough, it needs to be delivered in a manner that fits around their lives and their family. Many gyms have shoehorned some element of nutrition into their offering, even if it is just a 60-megabyte Rue Anderson cookbook that they downloaded for $25. However, this doesn't begin to scratch the surface of proper nutritional guidance. Giving a member the ideal nutrition plan is too easy. Still, often that requires they spend a fortune on specific foods whilst having to prepare completely separate, much more enjoyable, meals for their family. Most gym members will swear blindly that they are following the plan, having abandoned it within the first week. Unless we appreciate, understand, and work with the realities of our members' lives, they will not benefit. If they do not benefit, they will leave. It is far better to offer a compromised meal plan that can be enjoyed by the whole family and will benefit over a longer period of time rather than an individualistic plan that might have brought quicker results, but that is impractical. Today, most fitness coaches are of a good standard. That is great news, but to reach the 085, this is not enough. Soft skills are critical and can only be learnt over time. The average 25-year-old coach doesn't have the breadth of life experience to empathize with the traumas many people experience. Your product must deliver the full suite of services required for a comprehensive wellness solution. Few individuals have the skill sets to be able to do this. Success comes through building a broadly skilled team and, in many cases, through collaborative partnerships with other niche service providers. As Aristotle said, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Track. Reward and nurture. Achievement leaderboards are great, but they tend to focus on physical achievement. Moreover, many focus on those who have already attained a high level of achievement and neglect those who have had their own small win. In the physical sphere, tools like MyZone provide a level playing field where achievement is recognized and rewarded. When working with the 085, tracking and rewarding will occur more broadly. A physical goal may not be the target. Instead, a more stable, positive state of mind could be the end game. Measuring intangibles requires a different discipline. For example, some gyms ask their members to write down one positive thought or thing they are grateful for every day. These they might share with other members. Instead of their weekly check-in focusing on how much they benched that week, it includes softer elements such as, on average, how happy did you feel this week? Rewards can take many forms. Rewarding loyalty is an essential element in building a strong community. By rewarding members with cost-effective patches for membership longevity, you build a natural hierarchy and support network amongst your member community. Attendance is another key metric that too many gyms still fail to monitor. Member nurturing is a full life cycle task. It doesn't stop when the member's trial ends. Whilst weekly check-ins are great, they are often delivered onerously. Similarly, whilst monthly one-to-ones are well-intentioned, they fail when the member is expected to initiate the appointment themselves. Typically, those struggling members who are about to drop off will fail to attend their one-to-one meetings. As service providers, we should know when our next catch-up with our members is due and be the one ensuring it happens. If the member doesn't want one, respect that, but ensure it is not because they are avoiding their struggles. Systems and processes. Reaching the 085 requires a broader set of skills. It requires consistency. It requires empathy. It requires orderliness. It is highly unlikely that you or any one of your team can provide the full breadth of services required for a comprehensive wellness offering. However, as a cohesive team, you can be unbeatable. This may be a team entirely within your organization or a broader team embracing partnerships with third parties. To deliver a high level of service, you need to know each of your members and what is happening in their lives. This information must be shared amongst your team, so every team member can seamlessly pick up from the previous. To do this, you need systems and processes. All of your personnel must actively use them and pull in the same direction. You may have coaches that are purely focused on delivering fitness training. They have a role, but a self-restrained skill set may also hamper your business. As you grow, you may seek individuals with the requisite soft skills and backfill their expertise with training courses. Whilst critical to your success, automation is an often misunderstood term in our sector. Automation does not replace human interaction. Often, it either supplements or initiates. A well-designed gym management system will highlight key points in your members' journey and alert you to engage with them as necessary. Of course, you could also complement this with automated reach-outs and content as appropriate. Most people now understand how systems benefit the provision of services to them. Few fall for systems pretending to be humans, and in our sector, doing that is perhaps disingenuous. Automation does not need to be disguised, provided it is couched correctly. Don't be evil. Your gym will only successfully engage and service the 085 if you have the right people on your team. Moreover, you should treat your team with the same level of respect and kindness that you expect them to treat your members. Remunerate your employees fairly and decently. Piecemeal payments based on members' attendance have no place in modern society. Firefighters are not recompensed based on how many fires they attend and how many people they rescue. If you operate a serious wellness business, you should typically expect most of your team to be employed by you and on a PAYE scheme. They should receive the corresponding benefits, such as holiday and sickness pay. Achieving this returns to getting your charging model right and your business being a viable concern. Get ready for the rush. Nothing in this guide is difficult to achieve. However, it requires a concerted effort and, most importantly, the correct mindset. It also requires that your entire team sing from the same hymn sheet and that everyone is driven to provide a first-class service. Retention is more important than ever when working with the 085. The right systems can support this. Putting more water into a leaky bucket increases the lost water volume. If your business needs fixing, get this addressed before you work to increase your client base. For those who embrace the modern wellness concept that can deliver a true hybrid well-being product and who have the empathy and mindset to engage the 085, the rewards will be staggering. Not only financial, but on the positive impact you can have across a considerable number of the population. Kooks. Through our premier gym management software, Kooks Ultimate, and in combination with our Gym Mastery gym consultancy and support services, Kooks delivers the complete gym operating system. With features designed specifically for the premium independent sector, on average, established gyms switching to Kooks Ultimate increase their membership base by 79% within the first 12 months. Kooks is proud to serve some of the best-known small group personal training gyms in the UK and Ireland, and we are dedicated to help our clients grow their businesses. If you are interested in learning more about how Kooks could help you run your fitness business more smoothly whilst delivering the highest level of customer service, please contact one of our team for a chat.